The smaller you make your sales territory, the bigger the result. Well, I'll run down the line of the bullet points for this chapter after I tell you a few stories. The first one I want to tell you about is I was recommended to this client who owned a retail company that sold appliances in our territory. He was also a major real estate player in Tampa Bay. He owned a lot of properties, of which one of his properties he had just completed behind the showroom of one of his stores. It basically was set up of five different buildings, and it was compartmentalized into really office suites, office flex suites that were all air conditioned. They were 1,200 square foot units. He was leasing them for $1,500 a month. He had been trying to promote this property for 8 months. He had 27 units. He had been trying to promote this property for 8 months with another broker and himself, and had only had five of them leased out at this point. Well, his net profit on these units were about $1,000 a month. So he was taking in $5,000 a month, and his bank note was $12,000 a month. So another broker friend of mine told him about me and how I pretty much stay within a small geography and door knock our listings. So he invited me and I told him what I did, and he hired me. Well, within 14 weeks of handling the assignment, oh, this is what I told him. I said, you know, I can promise you this. We're going to put out 1,200 flyers for this property within the next 12 weeks. And after the 12 weeks, the way this is going to look is you're going to be calling me, and you're going to be calling me a lot, wondering what's going to happen or what is happening with this property. And I'll be there to inform you. Our job is to bring energy to this listing, and that's what we're prepared to do. So long story short, me and my team went out and we door knocked probably 8 to 1,200 businesses within 14 weeks. And I was getting my phone calls from the owner on a regular basis because, again, he's negative $7,000 a month carrying this property, and he has urgency on his side to get it done. But by the 14th week, we started hitting some leases. Within 23 weeks, we had 18 of the units done. Within 7 months, we had the entire project leased out. So it was 27 units were completed. Now, we worked with this owner. The owner actually helped us with probably four of them. We had co-brokered six of them, of which three of the deals, the other side said they had a broker. The broker didn't do anything for their commission, but we honored their commission. That's fine, you know. But the moral of the story is, from 5 to 27 units being leased out, we did it within 7 months. Well, within 14 months, we had 18 of them completed. His cash flow on the property went from a negative $7,000 to a positive $15,000 a month. And the way we accomplished this in a tough economy, I mean, this is 2007 when we started it. This is when everybody was saying that real estate was falling off the cliff and it's a bad market. By compressing our territory and just going out and meeting people. Again, we only traveled within 3 miles of the property. That's where we found all of our clients for this property, because it was a destination location hidden behind his showroom. You couldn't see it from the street. So anybody who went in there was a small business that was either working out of their home or, you know, one or two employee type company that just needed air-conditioned office space with a little bit of storage in the back for their electric company or their engineering firm or their shirt company, sign company. Those are the type of people that we found. Their clientele, all they needed to know is their address, and they'd find them. So that's the first story I'm going to tell you. The second story is, the smaller your territory, the better your reputation becomes, because my competitors are aware of how we handle a small piece of geography, and they don't try to compete with us. I have appraisers call me all the time for information about our territory because they know that we know it at street level. Actually, one of the appraisers that I work with called me with a referral. They had a conversation with a bank they were working with for a major developer in our territory that was at the tail end of finishing a project and the market fell out. They had five buildings left to sell, and the bank was running, well, they were running out of time with the note with the bank, and the broker that was working with them for 12 years, the bank told them they had to fire them because they hadn't sold anything in 2 years. And the second thing they asked is for them to find the most aggressive marketing program in this neighborhood to get it done. So, long story short, by being in a small territory and having tremendous coverage in the territory, we were front of mind with the appraiser. The bank asked the appraiser, who's the best company for this assignment? And they picked me. And so anyway, that's the second story. The third story is my own bank. I go into my banker is a commercial banker, and she says, Joe, her name's Kathy. She goes, your signs are everywhere. I need to get in touch with you. She's looking for referrals to do bank deals or open up business accounts, which I give her anyway. But she says, your signs are everywhere. You guys must be dominating the market right now. And what I said to her, I said, well, Kathy, our signs aren't everywhere. Our signs are everywhere in a five-mile universe, which you happen to live in. We've basically selected this part of the world to service 2,200 property owners and prospect to 2,000 end users for those property owners for this reason. And, you know, these will probably make sense to you once I read them off, but when you're in a small territory, you have less travel time, so you can get to places more, you can make more calls. I just literally walked down the street. Tammy at the Chamber of Commerce calls me Sir Cole Calls a lot because she sees me on the street promoting my properties every day. And I've written a children's book which was inspired by Tammy called Sir Cole Calls, The Tales of Sir Cole Calls a Lot, and we're going to have a video game with that as well. I just did it as a laugh, but, you know, it's a children's version of what we go through every day as salespeople, so that's coming. Anyway, if I get a call on a property in my territory, even if I'm on the furthest point of one side of the territory, I can get to that listing in less than 15 minutes, usually less than 10 minutes, so I can provide better service. Being in a small territory, I described to the folks we took the assignment, you know, you ever watch the History Channel? They said yes. I said, well, you ever seen a volcano explode on the History Channel? They said yes. I said, well, you ever see how the lava comes out the top of the mountain and it moves slowly down the terrain of the mountain, but it gets complete coverage? They say yes. I said, well, that's how we operate in this territory. We move real slow, but we get complete coverage. So we have tremendous traction in this territory because we've decided to exist only in this territory. We haven't fragmented ourselves to take assignments outside of the territory, unless it's something that we feel we can dedicate a day to and work another territory. I have one assignment that's a little bit away from where we normally mine our business that I prospect Wednesday afternoons because my sales training is down in that territory. But primarily, we'd be underserving our owners if we stepped out of our little playground that we work in, a little sales territory of 5 miles. So anyway, again, we can make tremendous amount of calls because we keep it so tight. We put out 1,200 flyers for that property I told you about earlier and delivered the goods really in 14 weeks. We can finish the project within 23 weeks. So I was pretty amazed by that. And we get referred by not only people inside the territory, but a lot of times our competitors will refer us business because they know that we can handle it better. You know, I had a competitor that, you know, he had a very high maintenance situation on a property in our territory, and he is one of the giants. He works for one of the giants in the industry, so his portfolio covers the west coast of Florida. He didn't have the time to invest in five small condominiums, you know, industrial condominiums. So he brought me in. And when I met the man, I said, you know what? I can't promise you anything. I can't create the market. I can only bring energy to this listing, and we'll find out what the market is. And we started with 6 units. Within 8 months, we had 4 of them done. We're still working on the balance of 2 units. But bottom line is that owner can call me any day, and I can give him information on what's going on, because I'm not fragmented. I'm doing my job. You know, I tell him how many flyers we've put out. I tell him how many conversations we've gotten into. I don't hide from accountability. I embrace it, and so does everyone we work with. So, and then the other thing is it's efficient of time. We don't have a lot of windshield time, so I can make, in 2 hours, I can make between 10 and 30 walk-in cold calls in 2 hours. So if I only choose to work my prospecting plan for 2 hours a day, I still have 6 hours in the day to do my other business. So, and still get home for dinner at, you know, I tell my guys to get home at 5 o'clock every day. You don't need to work later than that. If you do your job, you don't need to work later than that. So I find that I have more time existing in a territory that's small and close to home. So anyway, takeaways from this section: the smaller you make your sales territory, the bigger the results. Here are the bullet points. You'll have less travel time. I mentioned that. You'll be more responsive. You can cover the territory east to west, north to south, within a 15 to 20 minute ride. You can be at any appointment. You'll know of everything that's going on in the territory. People that are have movement in the territory, people that are, you know, losing vacancy because you're in front of it. I usually have an inventory of buyers for properties or listings that I acquire before I take them on. I have a story that I'm going to tell on another CD about setting a trap, but that story really was, I was out with my friend Holly, and we walked into an opportunity where this gentleman was getting ready to sell his land, and I had 17 buyers lined up for that land before I got the assignment. Wound up bringing him a $1.1 million offer the same day that he signed me up, and he accepted that offer the following day. And that's the only reason I had that is because I knew everything going on in my territory, and his property existed there. So you'll be able to visit more prospects in less time, obviously. You'll accept better assignments. We don't take on every assignment. We have a checklist. It has to be in the territory. It has to be, the owner has to be realistic with the pricing of the project. They have to trust what we do. And if we get those checked off, we'll take the assignment. So referrals, we get referrals from competitors, and we get referrals from other companies, appraisal companies and other businesses in general, because they know what we do. And obviously we make more money in less time because we don't have any windshield time. So those are the takeaways for today. I hope you have a successful day in your market. And remember, when you're setting up your territory, there's only 2 ways to do it. We've done it with geography, because pretty much anybody can use what we have to offer. But if you're a specialized business, the only other way to do it is to set it up with vertical markets and become the expert in that. So I remember when I sold book printing, I catered to book publishers and high technology companies only. I was an expert in both categories, and made my calls directly to those two categories over the phone primarily. But when I did go out, I was efficient with my time by setting it up by zip code, or by town by zip code, by street before I made the call. So you could do the same thing, unless you're a global company that has a very specialized business. I have a friend, Bill, who sells furnaces to a, I think it's a steel, to the steel industry. There's only about 144 companies globally that he can work with. So he has it broken down by the country, by the region, by the city, and then by the zip code. So, but he's an exception to the rule. So anyway, I hope you have a great day today, and I'll see you on the next tape. CD, actually. Take care.